Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to What Culture Gaming. My name is Jules Gill and I am joined by the spoopiest person in the office, Ooh. Ashley Millman.
That is me.
Okay, the Millman and the Gilman are back once again, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for some Halloween themed news. And mainly just because of how scary bad this game that we're going to be talking about is.
Hit the jingle.
Hit the jingle. Hit the jingle. Oh.
Here's the news delivered in a flash. Time for Jules and time for Ash.
Back off. Oh, no. She's gone again. Get back up here. Get back up here. Yes, that's right. We have landed with a bang, much like Fallout 76, which is the first game that we're going to be talking about today on this show. If you have played Fallout 76, you'll know it to be one thing, and that is...
bad.
I was going to say unfinished, but yes, bad seems to be the sort of general tone for this.
Yeah.
There are people out there that probably still enjoy playing this game, and you know what, credit to you. If you enjoy hammering nails into your scrotum, then that is fine.
Well
you
done, Rich Hudson. Well done.
You do
one
you.
One person who likes Fallout 76.
But if you enjoy it and want to continue investing in it, then Bethesda have you covered.
Yes.
Because they have just announced that they are doing a monthly paid subscription, $99 a year for it, or $13 per month. I know, it's confusing, right?
Why would you want to
spend money on a game that is universally being said that is unfinished, with its roadmap being in tatters, with the player base complaining about everything that they've added in, and all of the time Bethesda is sitting there just going, yeah, how can we make some money out of this situation?
Oh my god, it's ridiculous. You threw me completely with $99 and $13. That's what got me, because it's like $12.99 and $100 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just to be specific.
Yeah, I know.
But basically, in this new monthly subscription, they have a scrapbox storage, a monthly deposit of in-game items, excuse my voice, I have a bit of a cold, exclusive outfits and other cosmetics, and a fast travel option called Survival Tent, which is all stuff that you get and pay real money for in the game anyway, and then the one thing that basically they're doing it for, which everyone has been asking about, is the private world thing. So you
and up to, is it 8 mates can go into into this server, which sounds like all of those pieces that they've added in there, they sound great. That sounds like something that should be in the game itself and not be a paid thing. Remember, you have paid a full price for this game, or maybe you waited a week and paid half price, because remember they slashed the prices of the game because it wasn't selling very well. Yeah. But I'm not saying this from a position of smugness and trying to be like, oh, look at this thing. I'm saying that it is a terrible excuse that they have done this. The way that they have rolled out a paid subscription when the game itself is in many ways fundamentally broken.
Yeah.
You still have quests that don't log in properly. You still have people that are able to hack servers to get nuclear launch codes.
Yeah.
Even so recently, they've just been fighting fires left, right and centre. So to have the gall to come out after this and say we're going to charge you extra money for it is just absolutely atrocious.
And to call it Fallout First as if it's like number one choice, it's just terrible.
Do you know what the funny thing is about the Fallout First thing is? Is that as we found out this morning, they haven't even registered the bloody IP for the actual web domain.
Yeah.
So that means that we ended up with somebody who did have the foresight to purchase and register the web domain of Fallout First, which now reads this, and apologies for your little ears because I will be doing some swearing, and to the editor who will have to beat me out.
Cover your ear holes.
Ever since Fallout 76 launched, we have consistently done nothing to improve the and evolve the experience based on your shitty feedback. That's why we're excited to launch Fallout F*** You First, a premium ass-pounding membership that offers something dumbass players have been asking for since launch, private worlds for all of you and your selected idiot friends. And
it goes written.
Yeah, so it says that. So, and it goes on, and it gets quite graphic towards the end there.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. The funny thing is that...
I just looked down and saw foreskin, so...
Yeah, but there you go.
Go and find it, go and look.
But this is the thing. They've had the gall to do all of this and charge people for this paid-for premium service.
For one feature.
For one feature.
Essentially for one feature.
And as I was watching, I watched a YouTuber called Young Year, which he's fantastic, and I watched Angry Joe, who is also really, really fun, and they both pointed out the same thing. If that is a feature that they wanted to sell, they could have easily done it for a much cheaper price.
Oh, God,
why does it need to be $100 a year or like $110, whatever it is?
No, yeah, $100 a year. But the thing is, the most important thing about this $100 a year is every other subscription service is cheaper. So Apple Arcade for $4.99, Xbox Game Pass is $9.99, and it's actually just $2 less than a full-on World of Warcraft subscription.
Game Pass is the perfect one there for, what is it, like $3 or $4 if you're doing the PC beta at the moment or whatever it is at the moment for Xbox One.
Yeah, there's always promos on for it, so you're never really paying like full price. When you first try it, you're getting loads for free.
But you get access to how many like library of games for
like
doing something?
Full title games, hundreds, like so many. Gears of War 5 is on there and all that sort of thing. Like, it's got big games.
So this is the thing, right? So Outer Worlds is coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
And that is made by ex-Bethesda crossover development team Obsidian. I know that obviously they made Fallout New Vegas and they made a few other ones as well. And Fallout New Vegas is arguably one of the best experiences that you can get in the franchise. They've gone off, they spent all this time, done the Outer Worlds, I did a review on it, and I absolutely bloody love it. And they are just charging a flat fee. It is just done at that, and it doesn't have all these bugs in. Yeah. And I know that it's a completely different style of game, it's not an MMO, but it's like, they've, as Scott pointed out, they have provided the best advertising campaign for the Outer Worlds than they could have possibly ever hoped to have done themselves. Because Bethesda have gone out there and just been like, hey, don't look at that game that's arguably better, well-written, and really, really, like, put together. Look at us, and you can pay us for the experience.
Give us some coins, please. We'll take them all.
Other people have been pointing out, like Jim Sterling, that why have they not just done these features? If you wanted to have a private server, just charge like $1 a server.
Well, that's the thing,
or like, they even said the obvious pun is 79 cents. So, 76 cents. Fallout 76. I don't know why I said 79 cents there.
Wow.
Okay. It's a one up it's a one up from a 69, and
it's
I don't even want to imagine that.
10 up from a 69?
Jesus, my math is awful. I should never be put in charge of funding.
But the fact is they're charging for the one feature and bundling everything else into it to try and make it seem like appealable to appealing. I've lost my head with this illness. I'm like, hello? Who? Where am I? but the whole adding everything else in to try and make this one feature sit well with buyers is just bad. Nobody is having it. Reddit is all over it going, no, this is terrible. Everyone else is going, no, this is terrible. And they're continuing to put it out there as if it's a great new sparkling idea that everyone's going to jump on for the private servers, which they are not. No amount of little atoms and freebies and customizations is going to make it feel any better.
The stupid thing is that like the atoms are obviously the in-game currency. Yeah. So you're effectively like, whatever price you're paying per month, you're basically taking like a third of that and just saying, right, I've bought in-game currency with that. So basically they've tricked you into a loot box system in that sense. But the Ranger skin, people are saying they've purposefully withheld a decent looking skin so that they can make this a premium thing feel more worthwhile. The emotes, no one uses and no one cares as far as I can tell. And the fast traveling system actually is important. That's literally a game changing feature that they're just withholding at a price level. And I hate that the fact that this is part of a continuous series of blunders that they've made. Do you remember a while back they were charging for coloured like skins?
Yes.
And I'm not talking like as in like any difference to them. I'm talking about literal paint skins that you could put onto your like power armor and stuff like that. And one of them was the flipping Vault-Tec colors. And as like as some of the other people pointed out, that's just blue. It's just blue and yellow. So they're charging you for that. And they even said, and this will give you a kick.
Oh.
It's like, what is this? Evolve?
Wow!
Because that had terrible DLC.
You really had to do me like that, didn't you? That
I was just alone.
That's not very
Duncan.
Nice. Unfair.
Absolutely Duncan. But yeah, there we go. So Fallout 76 is apparently on fire, and instead of trying to deal with that, they decided to piss on it.
Wow, it's not even putting it out. It's just throwing more sparklers on the fire. Fireworks in the fire. That'll put it out.
Yeah.
Gunpowder.
Yeah,
throw that on top.
They've gone for the mentality of like, you can blow a fire out by making it too big that it absorbs all the air and then kills that. But they've just realised that they've just not
absorbs
done
like
anything.
Consumer base.
They've just thrown everything onto it. But yes, so that is Fallout 76. It's not doing too well at the moment. But let's not end on an angry note. Let's maybe switch over and do some other spooky news in the gaming world.
Speaking of numbers like 7 and 6, I've got one that is 4 and 2 for you, brother.
So my math is bad, so what?
Well, basically Left 4 Dead 2 is having a lovely little crossover with Dying Light, as I posted about on their Twitter. So there was a little post come up and it's got the official like poster with their logos on it and says, "Survivors, are you ready for some serious zombie slaying? Hashtag Left 4 Dead 2 style is coming." Which is very exciting because we all love Left 4 Dead 2 and are patiently waiting for Left 4 Dead 3, which is never going to happen. And instead we're getting Back 4 Blood, which is the spiritual successor from Turtle Rock. But this
that was
just
all in one breath.
That
was really good.
Yeah, well, she's got the info.
The problem with this is that like this is actually only really coming about after the death of like their amazing card game that they tried to get out there, and it kind of just fell over on the first hurdle because Valve are now just going like, oh crap. So our new attempt to make a new IP hasn't gone exactly very well. Quickly, let's get the old boys out. Because there's also rumours that Half-Life is going to get a VR further down the line. There's a lot of speculation on that.
Where's three? Can't they make a third to anything?
Right, this is the thing. We should never expect them to make a third. Yeah. But I love the fact that there are other bits, like plugging in a bit of DLC for this. Like the crossover, like Dying Light, I actually really think is a good game franchise. Yeah. Sure, it's got its problems, but I think that it's a perfect crossover for Left 4 Dead. Yeah. And I wonder as well, as Dying Light is very, very parkour based, I wonder if there's going to be something added in for the players in that where we'll be able to escape by using other bits of scenery.
Perhaps.
I mean, it would change the feel of the game quite a lot, but then again, maybe this is what the game needs to stay relevant. I don't know.
I think what it's going to be is, because there's already like a four-player co-op thing in Dying Light, I think it's probably going to be more a cosmetic-y sort of thing, rather than like a whole new like play style or anything. I think it's going to be like passed over the top. Maybe you'll see some like witches and tanks and all that
sort of
thing.
That'd be cool.
Like throw in all the things from the original, but have it as like a like multiplayer co-op-y sort of just experience thing.
I would just love to see bits of the map like taken over and put in as well, because there are so many identifiable levels from both areas.
The big shopping mall one,
I love the fact that when you go through this one bit when it was like don't shoot the cars in Left 4 Dead 2 and immediately I'm like, why not, fire it, and then all the alarms go off and you're like, oh crap. But yeah, there we go, so there's going to be a crossover and hopefully that will put a bit more of a wind in your sails to carry on for the rest of the day. Just like that there just fell to the floor. But yeah, so Fallout 76 bad, Left 4 Dead and Dying Light,
good.
Potentially good, yeah. So there we go. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me at RetroJ with a zero over on Twitter. And you can follow Ash at...
at Ash Millman. Please send me medicine, I'm so ill.
No, do not send drugs in the post. That is not at all what we're trying to say. But if you do, then make sure they're the good stuff, all right? Anyway, catch you later, guys. Hope you have a great day. And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Spooky. Spooky news.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.